Bengals make returning legends pay own way to Ring of Honor ceremony. By Dylan Gwynn on August 22, 2025. Cincinnati Bengals owner Mike Brown is known for being the cheapest owner in the NFL. And after former Bengal boomer Esiason's radio rant, that's unlikely to change. On Friday, Esiason read a letter he received from his former employers during the Boomer and Gio show in New York. In the letter, it was revealed that the Bengals were inviting some of their famous alumni to attend a game this year and honor a pair of new inductees into the team's Ring of Honor. However, the team is not exactly rolling out the red carpet for their returning players, as Esiason explains. "I don't know how to take this invite. You tell me what this invite is, and we can discuss it," Esiason began. "The Bengals organization is excited to celebrate our Legends community and kindly invite you and a guest to join us in celebrating Dave Lapham and Lamar Parrish on Ring of Honor weekend in October, culminating at our game on Sunday, October 26, when the Bengals take on the New York Jets," Esiason read. "More details are below, and we kindly ask you to RSVP no later than Friday, August 22. You and a guest can receive two complimentary tickets with an opportunity to purchase an additional one, if you wish. If you are traveling in for the weekend from out of town, we have secured a block of rooms at the Renaissance Hotel in downtown Cincinnati Hotel at a preferred discounted rate. Rooms are limited, so please book directly for the early and the best rate. We look forward to hosting you in the jungle for an unforgettable weekend. Don't hesitate to reach out to me or another guy on the staff with any questions. Thank you. And who day." This did not sit well with Esiason. "You think I'm an elitist if I say no to that?" Esiason asked his co-host, Greg Gianotti. "I mean, your name is on the stadium," Gianotti replied. "And they sent out what seems to me is an email that went to many people. You know, how many people are in a Ring of Honor now? 8? All right, so they should be getting different emails than this generic email. I'm not trying to stir that pot, but that's insulting," Esiason said. The Bengals have been the focus of two off-season holdout situations. One involving first-round draft pick Shamar Stewart, which has been resolved, albeit very late into the off-season. And another involving star defensive end Trey Hendrickson, which is ongoing. These contract standoffs have done nothing but reinforce the belief that the Bengals are cheap, as does the letter the team sent Esiason. Other than the Packers, who are community-owned, Bengals owner Mike Brown is the poorest NFL owner, with a net worth of $925 million. So, maybe it shouldn't come as a surprise that they didn't cover all their former players' expenses.